Each quarter, Living Spain magazine brings you in-depth articles on Spanish culture, food and wine, stunning travel reports, and city break guides, plus financial and legal advice on property in an unmissable guide to all things Spain. Get the UK's best-selling guide to Spain and Spanish property at WH Smith's or any good newsagent, or find out more at livingspain.co.uk.
The gardening programme on expatsradio.com.
Welcome back to Expats Radio yet again, and we're doing our first gardening programme. Now, those of you who were listening to our station last week will have heard Erica, who is going to be our gardening expert for the moon gardening segment, and you will now know a little bit more about her. So this first programme is quite exciting because we're going to talk about some of the basics. Erica's on the line now. Hello, Erica.
Good morning.
It's very, very nice to have you here. And we, as we said when we finished the last programme, very excited about this new gardening strand. What are we going to talk about today? Because, I mean, I have no idea with moon gardening. What sort of basics do we need to get in place here?
Well, as we said last time, you know, you don't need any specific tools or anything to do it. And you don't need to do it at any specific time. You can do it any time of the day or in the night if you want to, but you don't have to. But you need to sort of coordinate your activities to a few things which are all related to the phases or the path of the moon. And I thought if we just start with the two things which are quite important, it's the waxing and the waning phase, and also the other one, which is actually more important with biodynamic gardening, is the ascending and the descending phase of the moon. So if we could talk about that today, then I think we are almost halfway through.
Oh, crikey. Oh, well, that's very quick. Okay, so waxing and waning, what's that about?
Well, obviously, you know, I think most people are aware of the waxing and the waning moon. Obviously, the moon stays exactly the same size as it always is, but the illuminated side of the moon is either increasing when it's waxing or it's decreasing when it's waning. At the moment, we have a waning moon, and that starts just after full moon and lasts about 2 weeks, and at new moon, which is next Saturday, it starts waxing again. I'm sure most people, you know, I'm aware of that anyway.
So what sort of effect does this have then? I mean, is this the fundamental of the whole thing, that this waxing and waning?
It's not quite as important as biodynamic gardening as other phases of the moon, but it does affect more the soil than the plant itself.
Okay.
The waning moon, the soil would absorb the liquids more easier than a waxing one. So if you decide to do some fertilizing, you know, you can do lots of organic or natural fertilizers, it would be better absorbed if you did it at the waning phase. So you wouldn't, you know, waste any of your money or other nutrients if you would take that into account.
Okay, fine. Now, the ascending and descending, how does that work?
Yeah. So that's quite a different thing, and not to be confused with the waxing and waning. I think probably the easiest way to describe it is the sun. As you know, during the summer, the path of the sun gets higher up on the horizon after, you know, the solstice, and the days get longer. And then after the summer solstice, it's the opposite. The sun goes lower down at the horizon and the days get shorter. So the moon does exactly the same thing in 1 month what the sun does in 1 year.
Okay.
So if you would be aware of that, you actually can see, sometimes you can see the moon quite high up in the sky, and sometimes it's quite low on the horizon. And that changes. Well, 2 weeks it would go up, and for 2 weeks it would go down. As it goes up, it's the ascending phase, and as it goes down, it's the descending phase.
Okay, now, so what influence does that have? Because we mentioned just a second ago the waning moon, then you put your fertilizer down and you get the best from that.
Yeah.
So ascending and descending, how does that affect?
That affects quite strongly the sap in the plants, and all, you know, the whole of the sap and the energy of the plant would go up. So it's an ascending phase, and it would go down towards the roots at the descending phase. And that has a very strong effect if you plant things. If you, for example, if you have seedlings or if you want to plant anything, I really strongly would recommend to do it at the descending phase, because the roots would connect with the soil easier, and your plants will, you know, take this transformation from a little pot to be planted into the soil a lot better. So it makes a huge difference.
Right. So I presume with trees, it's even more important because they suddenly need to take an awful lot.
It doesn't matter what you plant, as long as you plant things with roots on it, it's just better to do it whilst the moon is descending.
Okay, so you I suppose then need some sort of a calendar in order to know how this is going to work.
The thing is, it's not as easy to see it on the sky. You know, with the waxing and waning, it's easy enough. You just have a look and then you figure out if the moon is waxing or waning.
Yeah,
it's slightly more difficult to see. You have to look up for a few days, sort of, you know, and find out. Always at the same time of the day or of the night, probably easier. If the moon goes up or down, so it's easier to have a chart, yeah.
Right. Now, just tell me, does this go on a monthly cycle then, or are we talking about this over a yearly cycle?
I mean, it's a monthly cycle. As I said, it goes, but the sun does in 1 year, the moon does in 1 month. So for 2 weeks in the month, the moon would go up, and then for another 2 weeks in the month, it would go down.
So this is a whole new concept to me of actually getting my plants in the ground, making sure I'm fertilising for the waning, and yes, okay, this is quite exciting stuff. So
the thing is, you don't have to get too stressed out about it. You know, if you have to plant something and you look on your chart and it's not planting time or descending moon phase, you know, you still can plant it. It just, your plant probably would do better if you did it at a descending moon phase.
So if you put two sets of plants in the ground and you do one, let's say, when you do your fertilising, you do your waning, and then you pop the plant in at a descending, are you going to actually physically see the difference between the two sets of plants?
I mean, I obviously always have lots of testing areas in my garden and on my vegetable plots, and I do things according to the moon, and I do things just randomly. And I have to say, thank God, it seems to work most of the time. Mm. Anyway, so there is a difference. Yeah.
Okay, so apart from an odd rogue plant, it is, generally speaking, this is the way to go about it. Oh,
yeah, I mean, especially if you have tricky things you want to replant, or if you have a big plant which you want to, I don't know, you decided to dig it out from one place of the garden and replant it somewhere else.
Mm.
It really makes a lot of sense if you would consult the chart first and then do it according to that.
Okay, now we've nicely launched ourselves into June here. What should we be putting in the ground now? Is there anything that should go in at this point?
Well, at the moment, let me just have a quick look. It's Monday. It's an ascending moon. And during that phase, if you had something, it's on a leaf, then we will talk about that later. So if you harvest things, you always would use the ascending phase, which means when the moon goes up, because the energy is drawn upwards. So if you would harvest things you want to store, I mean, that doesn't apply at the moment, but, you know, later on, if you want to harvest apples or potatoes or any crop which you could store, you always would do it at the ascending phase.
Okay.
At the moment, there's not that much to harvest, I guess. So, at the waning moon, you now could, you know, if you had something which could do with a little bit of fertilizer, it would be a good time to do that now.
Okay, and what sort of plants should we be putting in at this time of the year? Are we too late to put in vegetables now, or could we put
vegetables? Oh, no. I mean, obviously, it depends where you live. I mean, in England, this year, everything is a bit later. I still have loads of things which I have to plant. I mean, are you talking about vegetables or?
Yeah, I mean, what vegetables could we put in now at this point? I mean, we're waiting now for the phase to change, as you say, but once that happens, what should we put in the ground at this point?
You could sow lots of things. You could sow salads, you could still sow some peas, a bit late for peas, but you still would be all right. You can sow beans, tomatoes, you probably have to put, you can put them outside if you had them raised in the greenhouse. You can put your courgette outside. I mean, you know, most of the vegetables still have a long time, you know, to grow.
Good. Okay.
You're almost at the beginning still of the growing phase.
Yeah, that would be ideal. I'm thinking a lot of our listeners will be saying, OK, let's give this a go. And what can we still do? What can we put into the ground that's going to see a benefit this season? Then we can actually have a look and taste and see how it works, you know.
It depends. If you want to grow things which you can harvest already in 6 weeks, then, you know, all the salads, and especially the ones where you just pick the leaves rather than the whole head, that's perfect now.
Okay.
And for some other plants, you still can buy maybe seedlings, because to sow tomatoes at this time of the year is a bit late.
Mm.
But you always can pick up in garden centres or at the local nursery. You can pick up a lot of vegetable plants and they can garden them as well.
Okay. Now, in terms of preparation of the ground, now is the time to fertilise then before we put these plants in, I guess. And you recommend organic fertilisers always, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I make my own fertilizers just from comfrey and nettles and things like that. I don't buy any other fertilizers. I sometimes collect a bit of seaweed, and that's all I use.
What do you do with the seaweed? You chop that up very small, do you, and make it into...
You either can soak it in water, because it's a bit... You know, you don't want to put too much salty stuff on your soil. So I would put that in water first. And then either also make a liquid fertilizer out of it. Otherwise, you can just dry it. And some people I know who live near the coast, they use dried seaweed to put around their plants, because apparently the slugs don't like it. So it's also good protection from slugs.
Oh, right, OK. And we have friends here who have pots all around their precious plants with beer in.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. I'd rather drink the beer myself.
Well, exactly. That was the thing I had against it, but clearly they don't. There's not a problem. OK, now, we talked about having a calendar. Now, you supply calendars, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. I decided to make a chart, which was actually more for the beginner of the, you know, with the moon gardening, because it's quite simple to see. It's colour coordinated, and you can see, even if you don't understand the whole lot, if you don't want to go too much into it, it's very easy to see if it's planting time or not planting time. And that was my idea, just to get people started. And, you know, if you really want to go further into it, you always can do some further studies and try to understand the whole lot a bit more.
Okay, so now you have a website and people can get their calendar from there, can they?
That's right, yes.
Okay, would you like to give us your website?
Yeah, it's called lunaorganics.com.
Ladies and gentlemen listening out at the moment, if you are planning to have a crack at this, you'll find that with the programme, there is, as always, a nice piece of text. And at the bottom of the text, you'll find there's this link to Lunar Organics and to Erica, of course. And we hope that you'll make the link and give it a go, because we're going to start now. We decided over the weekend that we're going to dig up a piece of our rather dead-looking grass and turn it into a little vegetable patch and give it a run and see how it works out. So we'll be following along as well to see how that works out.
Well, that's exciting.
It is.
If any of your listeners have any questions, you know, you always can write me an email. I'm quite happy to answer your questions and give you some advice if you.
That's very good.
Do that.
Okay. Well, we look forward to the next one, and we're going to get ourselves sorted out, as we say. Good listener, let us know, as you say. Erica's very keen to know. But let us know as well. As always, the contact page is available to you. Just drop us a line through that, and we'll see what you have to say, and we'll see what we can do to help you if you have a problem. Erica, thank you very much indeed. We'll speak to you very soon.
Okay, you're welcome, and good luck with your gardening.
Thank you.
The Gardening Programme on expatsradio.com. You're listening to Pat Holness on expatsradio.com. Join me each week where we'll mull over the lighter elements of the news, find a few useful hints, run a quiz, apply a few beauty tips, play some superb music, and most importantly of all, ask you to be part of it. expatsradio.com.